2 Kings chapter 8. Then Elisha spoke to the woman whose son he had revived, and he said, "Arise and go, you and your household, and live wherever you can, for the Lord has called a famine, and moreover it is coming to the land for 7 years." So the woman arose and acted according to the words of the man of God, and she and her household departed. And she lived in the land of the Philistines for 7 years. And it came to pass after 7 years that the woman returned from the land of the Philistines and set off to appeal to the king about her house and her field. Meanwhile, the king was speaking to Gehazi, the servant lad of the man of God, saying, "Please tell me all the great deeds which Elisha has performed." And it came to pass, as he was relating to the king the fact that he had revived the dead, that along came the woman whose son he had revived, appealing to the king about her house and her field. And Gehazi said, "My lord the king, this is the woman, and this is her son whom Elisha revived." And the king questioned the woman, and she recounted it to him. And the king gave her a eunuch official, and said, "Restore to her everything that is hers, and all the produce of her field, from the day she left the country up to now." Subsequently, Elisha went to Damascus, and Ben-Hadad, king of Aramea, was ill, and it was reported to him as follows, "The man of God has come here." Then the king said to Hazael, "Take a gift in your hand, and go to the man of God, and inquire of the Lord through him, and ask whether I will survive this illness." So Hazael went to meet him. And he took a gift in his hand, and all the best produce of Damascus, the burden of 40 camels. And he arrived and stood before him and said, "Your son Ben-Hadad, king of Aramea, has sent me to you asking, 'Will I survive this illness?' And Elisha said to him, 'Go and say to him, you will certainly survive. But the Lord has shown me that he will certainly die.' And he stared inscrutably, and he did so for an embarrassingly long time, and the man of God wept. Then Hazael said, 'Why is my lord weeping?' And he said, 'Because I know what harm you will do to the sons of Israel. You will consign their fortifications to fire, you will kill their young men by the sword, you will dash their young children to the ground, you will split their pregnant women open.' To this Hazael said, 'Then what is your servant, a dog, that he should do this formidable thing?' And Elisha said, 'The Lord has shown me that you will be king over Aramea.' Then he departed from Elisha and went to his master. And the king said to him, 'What did Elisha say to you?' And he said to him, 'He said to me, you will certainly survive.' And it came to pass on the next day that he took a coarse cloth and dipped it in water and stretched it out over his face, and he died. And Hazael reigned in his place. In the 5th year of Joram the son of Ahab, the king of Israel, when Jehoshaphat was king of Judah, Jehoram the son of Jehoshaphat started to reign as king of Judah. He was 32 years old when he started to reign, and he reigned for 8 years in Jerusalem. And he walked in the way of the kings of Israel, as the house of Ahab did, for his wife was Ahab's daughter, and he did what was wrong in the eyes of the Lord. Now the Lord was not willing to bring ruin on Judah for the sake of David his servant, according to how he had told him that he would give him a lamp to his sons continually. In his days, Edom rebelled against Judah's control, and they appointed a king over themselves. And Joram crossed over to Zair, and with him was the whole chariot fleet, and it came to pass that he arose in the night and attacked Edom, which was surrounding him and the chariot commanders. And the people fled to their tents. So Edom rebelled against Judah's control, as it is up to this day. Then Libna rebelled at that time. And the rest of the affairs of Joram, and everything he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? So Joram lay with his fathers, and with his fathers he was buried, in the city of David, and Ahaziah his son reigned in his place. In the 12th year of Joram, the son of Ahab, the king of Israel, Ahaziah, the son of Jehoram, the king of Judah, started to reign. Ahaziah was 22 years old when he started to reign, and he reigned for 1 year in Jerusalem. and the name of his mother was Athaliah, the daughter of Omri, king of Israel. And he walked in the way of the house of Ahab, and he did what was wrong in the eyes of the Lord, like the house of Ahab, for he was the son-in-law of the house of Ahab. And he went to war with Joram, the son of Ahab, against Hazael, king of Aramea, in Ramoth-Gilead. And the Arameans struck Joram. And King Joram returned to recover in Jezreel from the blows which the Arameans dealt him in Ramah, when he fought Hazael, king of Aramea. And Ahaziah, the son of Jehoram, the king of Judah, went down to see Joram, the son of Ahab, in Jezreel, because he was ill.